You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. In 2007, Joan Murphy and Pitt Black were two 20-somethings working in advertising when they met each other on a surfing trip. A friendship soon turned into a business partnership when they launched a groundbreaking fitness studio called Frame, which has since developed a cult following in London. This week on Eureka, Joan shares the company's story.
So before I started Frame with Pitt, we were both actually in advertising. So we both have business degrees and then found that the world of corporate wasn't quite for us and ended up in advertising. Pip's English and I'm Kiwi, and Pip used to live in Brixton where there was three houses of Kiwis and Aussies all together. As we do, we congregate. We all went on a big Easter break, and on that break was surfing, too much drinking, a lot of fun, and we just hit it off. It started off by a massive group of people there, and we were the only two out surfing in the freezing Easter water in Cornwall. So I think, yeah, we hit it off from that respect. We both were the ones last standing at the end of the night of the party, and we sort of really hit it off from there. And, you know, within 6 weeks, we were already concocting a plan. I think it kind of was grounded in that first sort of love of doing everything. It was more a snowball approach. So we started going around to studios and gyms to see what there was. There wasn't a lot happening at the time. And we realised that actually our careers that we were doing in advertising, there was something missing. So I guess we kind of went on that journey to try and find out what that thing was and found there wasn't anything that we actually wanted to go to. So we thought, why don't we just do it ourselves? For us, it was more about how do you get community and social element into exercise, because back then it was very much a chore. So we liken it to boys playing five-a-side football. You know, it's always deemed as fun and you go and hang out at the pub afterwards, whereas if you said you were going to the gym as a girl, people are like, oh, have fun on the treadmill. And it had real negative connotations. So we really set out to create something that was fun and enjoyable and people wanted to go to after work rather than dreading. We're very strong-minded women, and we sort of went, let's just go for it. Pip quit her job, I think, within 3 months because I earned more money at the time, so we shared my wage and she hunted around London for a property. And that's when it snowballed because we found our original site in Shoreditch. We found two railway arches. We really wanted to be in that area because we knew it wasn't for typical gym goers would be there, and we wanted to really appeal to people who weren't gym goers. We wanted to appeal to a more creative side. We got a bank loan. Who would have thought? So we funded it ourselves, so a little bit of money from our parents and then massive bank loan, and we got that just before the crash. So in one respect, we were really lucky because we got in there before the money all dried up. In the other respect, we opened 5 months after the crash. You know, our big thing was pay as you go. We were the first people to really go pay as you go. There was a couple of yoga studios already, and to this day we're sort of the biggest multidisciplinary studio in London, and pay as you go really appealed in the recession because people couldn't really go away so much. We turned into a bit of a haven for people who were made redundant. They kind of signed up to the all you could class package and sort of came and used it as a bit of a getaway from the house. So actually in some respects it was great in building a community because actually, you know, people needed somewhere to go, and actually people realised that health and fitness is so key to your mental as well as your physical well-being. Anything to do with building always takes a long time, but just before we were due to open, access to our road got closed, so it actually pushed it back by 6 months. Total crisis. I think one of the biggest things, you know, I could say to people is the first time you do anything in a business, it is crisis because you've never done it before, whether or not it's having to give someone a warning or to let somebody go at work. You know, the first time you do it, it is really hard. But actually, at the end of the day, you learn from it and you get better and you handle things differently and you're less stressed. So it was total meltdown crisis. I think the low point, which Pip will totally agree with me, is when we sat on the curb of Great Eastern Street and drank a bottle of red wine. If anyone wants to start a business, it's all about perseverance and you have to be really passionate about what you're doing. We really believed in what we were doing. So I was a carer for old people and Pip did the school run for some kids, and that's how we kind of funded our way through that next step. But we really believed in what we were doing. So that's the thing that got us through what I would definitely call a crisis. We were fortunate at the time, you know, we didn't have any other real responsibilities. We were, you know, 26, so we were young, we didn't have too much else outside. So we spent 24/7 on this business, and we basically both did everything in the business. So I think looking back, we probably could save quite a lot of time if we divided out those roles. However, we didn't have a huge amount of business experience before. And so actually we've learned from the ground up, we could do all the roles in the business. So it used to be, say, I was on reception at morning and lunch and Pip was teaching, and then we'd switch at night. So I would teach and she'd be on reception. So it was pretty full on for the first 3 years. We were very early. We were definitely the first to the market, and we had to wait for the market to catch up to us. But in some respects, that's amazing because actually we've got so many learnings. The persistence really paid off. And I think now we welcome competition because actually the market's massive. You know, we're London-based. There's a lot of people in London, and there's only 14% of the population are actually moving. So to us, we feel like it's great. Bring on more things. It drives the quality up. But in terms of our proposition, we stay really true to our core beliefs, and that is that, you know, getting fit shouldn't be a chore. You shouldn't be dragging yourself there every time. And that's one reason we have so many disciplines under one roof, because if you're not feeling like a hardcore fitness class one day, well, then go and do a yoga class, you know. When lots of competition came, we made sure that we stayed true to what we sort of started out with. Our original business plan said we were going to open one a year for 5 years. 8 years later, we still only have four. But I think property is a huge, huge inhibitor for businesses in London, whether or not you're in hospitality or retail or whatever industry. You know, it's such a competitive market. A lot of the properties go before they even go to market. It's who you know. It's what's your covenant. What's your trading history? What do your accounts look like? You know, there's a lot more that goes into it. It's not like, oh, I'd really like to open a gym and you could just go out there and find a property. That was the beauty of being young. We were very naive to think that we could just do it, but we did. I mean, our goal is to make everyone move and enjoy it. So for us, we'd love to make Frame Big. We've actually got two on the horizon. So, you know, early next year, there'll be two more. But the goal is to open some more and really sort of extend out as far as we can. But as long as we make it true to the brand and true to the people coming, so trying not to, you know, skyrocket prices and sort of look after the community along the way. I think experience goes a really long way. It was quite good we did everything at the beginning and we made so many mistakes. I am a massive fan of podcasts. You learn so much from listening to founders, you know, and I wish I had those tools back then. I think the biggest mistake is not understanding and really defining people's roles, because I think, you know, the more clear you can be with staff and so they know what's expected of them, then I think everyone's in a happier place. I mean, that's something that we've worked on so much in the last while. I'm so proud of our team, and Pip would agree, you know, that's the reason we've been able to have four kids between us in the last 3.5 years, is actually we have an amazing team. So I think clarity and experience would have got a long way with HR. We get approached easily monthly for people who want to take Frame abroad. The market is there. However, you know, I think it's about, we've grown this business organically and it's about community and authenticity and being able to do it. And right now, it's not quite right for us, but hopefully in the future.
Joan Murphy, co-founder of the ever-popular London-based fitness studio, Frame. Eureka's back again next Friday, but before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Kieran Banerjee. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.